Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so pleased to bring back before the microphones here at WRHI at Substation 2, the one and the only Mr. John Warden, who is Mr. Champion Services. And the last time I had John on here, it was right after the hurricane, not hurricane, the hailstorm back in April. And we got into all of that, and I thought, you know, it'd be good to get him back here, however many months, 6 or 7 months later, and figure this all out. But before we do that, John, for all the new people who've moved in here, and haven't gotten your autograph yet, tell them a little bit about John Warden and Champion Services.
Well, I'd rather brag about Champion Services. I got a great group of people that does a full restoration remodeling company. We do inside, outside, just about anything on your home. It's a joy and a pleasure to serve the community. And, you know, John Warden is just, I'm a student of the game. I try to serve my staff and serve the public and do all we can to keep things moving in a positive way. And Merry Christmas to all out there.
And Merry Christmas to all out there. Ho, 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 ho. So, back in April, I think it was April 20th or whatever it was, we had a hailstorm that really turned this town upside down. I never quite understood, when I see all the roofing companies out there doing what they've been doing all these months, why we didn't qualify as a federal disaster area. But apparently we didn't. We got some money to help out those who had no insurance, but we didn't get what we thought we were going to get. Are you still doing roof work right now from the hailstorm?
Believe it or not, sir, we are. And a lot of people put it to the side, realizing the magnitude of the situation. And, you know, I'm not a weather expert, or we're not going to get into the national weather people, but usually, unless they name a storm with a particular name, like a hurricane or something like that, they don't really disaster it. But we definitely had quite an impact in the area here, and then followed it up by a named storm called Helene that went through with a lot of trees down and some of them on houses we had just put roofs on. So that was not fun. And everybody thinks, well, look how much work it gets you. Well, we're emotionally attached to the community, so we're not really as much. The work has been there for years, thank God for the public, and I'm so appreciative to them, but it's just a matter of you become attached. I don't have customers. I have friends.
Good way to put it, especially after you put a new roof on a house and then a tree to drop through the middle of it. Oh, my God. So by your estimate, and I'm talking about this whole area that got impacted by the storm, do you have any idea how many roofing jobs there might have been? I mean, I know you had a buku of them.
We do, a magnitude, and we're still working through the process, and people have been so patient and understanding. We're trying to keep the water out, and the magnitude, the size of it, some of it's just, it's an ongoing developing story, because a lot of folks who thought they didn't have damage, or with hail, it's a little bit different situation than a windstorm or a tree on the house. Hail is one of those things on newer applications of roofs, and depending on the directional, the magnitude, size of it, it hits your house. Some of that doesn't show up till a little bit later. So we're going back and doing re-inspections from 7-8 months ago, which is where we're at almost. And we're finding that there are new applications. As early as yesterday, we put in 6 more applications to insurance companies for work that and for damage to houses we found. And the folks had no idea. And it's not us out searching for it. We're not going door to door. We didn't knock on a door. We waited on our massive customers to call us and consumers. And so the magnitude size, if you called York County or the city, they're going to tell you how many permits were pulled. Well, I would love to tell you everybody was doing it the right way, but I won't get into that today. So, us, several thousand applications in terms of that. I would tell you all along, there's 25,000 to 30,000 situations out here of houses. When it hits a magnitude, it spares no prisoners. It especially the size of that. It's a once in a every great once in a while storm, and I hope that's not going to be a pattern for the future.
No, good Lord, no. I can remember. Gosh darn, that big. So fortunately, I guess, and I think this is right, the insurance companies give you a pretty good window of time in order to file a claim, get somebody out there to confirm what a builder like yourself has seen. So this stuff may be cropping up, who knows, another 6-8 months.
It could go any further than that. You know, different insurance companies have magnitude of that, and I would recommend that those that, if you haven't had a magnitude or you weren't really addressing the storm or affected by the storm, do an audit. Sit down with your insurance agent to see exactly if this happens, what could happen to them. Because it is, and varying from different variables to different insurance companies, sometimes they give you a year from the date of the storm. Sometimes they give you 2 years. Now, we're in process because, again, these weren't just roofs. This is roof. This siding. It's windows. It's
gutters.
It's anything that you could think of. HVAC systems that were damaged on the outside of homes. I mean, awnings, paint that was knocked off of walls. Stained glass windows, which is a church we're in the process of restoring right now. Huge stained glass windows look like baseballs were thrown to them. So, you know, it's, you try not to live some of these horror stories, but the fact of it is the magnitude of the storm and the availability also of product. Yeah, it puts such a load on distributors, too. So, you know, with our rapport with contractors and distributors and how we handle it, we handle it a little different. We're looking for the best top-notch material because we consider ourselves top-notch application. We don't want to have to do this twice. We want to do it right. And when we be able to back it up. And then there's the paperwork, Manning, that you have to run through, which is massive, that you have to submit. Well, in our company, we handle all that for them. But there's still a significant amount of ongoing things. And thank God for the year to 2 years, because some of these things are still lingering on, some of the last loose ends. And it's not that we don't love the people and want to get it done and collect the final bills. It's the magnitude of the situation is what it is. And some of that is discussing with the insurance company what we disagree on the impact of the work on a home.
And I found that kind of interesting because I know you did some work on my house, that when you found something that the adjuster had not seen for whatever reason, it wasn't up to me to go back to the insurance company. You went back to the insurance company and said X, Y, and Z and got it resolved.
We did, and that's what we pride ourselves on. Again, we're adjusters ourselves, and we spend a lot of time in the industry, and you have to work hand-in-hand with the insurance company, and that's the difficulty of out-of-town people coming in. There's no public and there's no personal investment in it. Again, a lot of my customers that come in, I've worked for 25, 30, 35-plus years, multiple times, and so they're friends, and sometimes understanding the process and it gets prolonged. It gets drug out. Not intentionally. It's not that, again, we don't want to get it done. It's just it's the process of resubmitting back to the insurance companies. And one little point I'd like to make, and I don't want to make any insurance guy out here upset or mad, but I find it difficult to believe at the amount of missed damage that we have found. Generally, 20, 25, 30% of them, we'll go back and find, you know, some assessments in things. I will tell you that 85 to 90% of all claims we come across have omissions. Now, I don't know if that's in – I won't begin to think for the insurance company, but I will tell you that I don't know if that's in the profession or the ability of the adjuster themselves, or whether, you know, the insurance companies are mandating pay attention to the certain big items like the roofs and the gutters, and the other things, let the contractor figure it out. It kind of seems to feel like that's what the theme of this particular storm's been, is wait and let the contractor supplement it before we're going to pay for it. And that's unfortunate. That's a lot of taxation on the homeowner. It's a lot of taxation, especially on us and our staff. We're not complaining. It's just that it is a process. But that's what we offer at Champion. We want to give the customer the full scheme, no matter how long it takes. We're going to get it. We want your house whole, which in general is the premise of what your insurance company wants to do too. But it doesn't always show up on the paperwork.
So when something like this hits, when you have a massive number of homes that have been impacted one way or another, I always remember when my car got damaged as well. And I took it up to Burns Chevrolet to get the automotive done. And as James Burns told me, he said, we've got five times the amount of work that we can handle. So it's, you know, it's going to take time to get all this done, and they got it done. Same thing is true with you. I mean, if you got all of a sudden the phone is just blowing up, you've only got so many people who can do the work.
Well, you know, in a perfect world, you schedule it according to the speed. And one thing that I've took a lot of pride in, I don't push my people. It's not that they're not motivated to get things done. But I've learned in a lot of things that real success is in the details, and we want to take the time to do it in a way to where there's no ramifications. We don't want to call back. That costs money, and not only that, it costs confidence. We don't want to lose that mindset with our consumer, with our customers. And so you're exactly right. We're the best around, but in times like this, to be really hard, it's hard to be the best at it because the situation is such a grand magnitude. It is so large and so big that we're still sitting with several hundred gutter jobs. And 1.2, a lot of the contractors that came in, they came in and just did on these houses. They just put roofs on. Told, and sometimes misled, being real. This is just from conversations of them coming in our doors. Told them they could handle it all. Well, they really couldn't. And they just took the low-hanging fruit and left.
Boy, oh boy. Jeez. So that homeowner who didn't get the whole work done has got to call you, and then you got to go out and finish it up. And then while you're doing that, my guess is you're going to find something wasn't done right that they were supposed to do.
You're singing a song that I know the tune all too well. I can sing that in my sleep at times. You know what I mean? I wake up going, I-oh, so off to work I go. I am a Disney song. So we little ones at home help with that. And you have to smile and go and just try to be reassuring to everybody. That we'll get it done, and we'll get them fair, and we'll get them covered. Just be patient. And
well, that's the key.
It's hard to be in this magnitude. It really is. It's hard to be, especially when they see a rush of people coming in and they're slamming all this work and they're gone. Well, I can question the quality of the work already that I've already seen, because these rainstorms that are coming in, especially on roofs that were improperly installed, are already ringing our phone and can't seem to locate the installer, is what we're hearing from.
Imagine that.
A lot.
Well, you said it. I mean, last spring you made it very clear. You put out a call to everybody, be careful about who you're dealing with. We've got a lot of good ones in town, but we also have a lot of people who came in from out of town that nobody knows. It says they can do your work real quick, want a deposit up front, and then all of a sudden you don't see them. I mean, I've heard these stories were pretty interesting.
They are, and they haven't gotten better. In fact, they've become more numerous, and they find different ways to grab the money off someone that they really, you can offer a real cheap price of something less than the insurance offers and all that if you don't intend to do the work. And if you garner a deposit for that, based on special deals, they never seem to show back up. I will say never, but chances are, if it sounds too good to be true,
it probably is. Yeah.
So.
Supply chain. Again, when you get a massive storm like this and you got hundreds of roofs that need to be fixed, all of a sudden you're putting in hundreds of orders for shingles and gutters and what have you. And at the other end, the manufacturing end, they didn't know this was coming, but it came.
It did, and on top of that, we had a huge plant that burnt down that was fed this area from, a major manufacturer of the product. And so what we end up with in that situation, when this happens, you get on the phone and you start aligning yourself with companies, distribution points that you've spent a lot of time with, and you spent a lot of time with them for years. And so you know them. When you pick up the phone and say, hey, guys, what is our point of interest? And you align yourself with already putting materials in motion. Now, shingles are a little different. 8 to 10 different colors for we use major manufacturer stuff. We don't use off-brand. There's a lot of companies that like that off-brand. It's cheaper, which puts more money on the bottom line. That doesn't mean it's going to last the 30-plus years it's designed for. A lot of those will go 12 to 15. But the shingles are one aspect of it. But when you have siding and hailstorms are generally directional, they'll only hit one side of the house. So where a lot of the process that really slows down is in the siding, gutters, that sort of thing, is because it's a match issue. You're trying to get the same outline of the product that could be discontinued, meaning that you got a side of the house that has to be a determination of where and how that's going to get matched. And with all the devastation, and nobody wants their house mismatched, and so it puts pressure on, and some insurance companies will step up and replace bigger portions. And South Carolina is unfortunately not a matched state, meaning that if two windows get busted out in their frames on one side of the house, they don't have to match the rest of the house to be replaced. And so our goal is to come in and go in broad range of applications, is to try to find products that are the closest you can possibly obtain. And so that takes a lot of research and a lot of background work. It's not as simple as just calling a guy out and say, put a roof on or put siding on or put windows on. Because, again, there's a third party inevitably who's paying for this. So any negotiations have to be included with said insurance company. And it's not a quick get on the phone, get an answer, and come back. It's supplements, it's pictures, it's resupplements, it's verifications of non-identifiable product that's available on the market anymore. It's not fun.
So to end this part of the discussion, by your best guess, how much longer do you think it's going to take the community to be back to where it was in terms of getting all these hailstorm issues resolved? Are we looking at another year?
If you can get, I would say that you're 90% in another year. I think you're still going to have outlying areas. I will tell you that we'll still be looking at stuff from a year from now that has shown up damage that maybe was inspected in April of 2024. Well, a year from now, 18 months from now, it's going to look entirely different. All of a sudden, these roofs are going to start growing measles because when the bruising comes in, so it's going to be an ongoing facet. And what we're already seeing, too, in our world is a gross increase with the weather changes and the rains of us being called back out to inspect work that's recently been done, again, with people they can't find. So the volume is we're busy, and a lot of that busy work is not profitable. It's a service to the community. Gotcha. It's more to it than just are you writing a check for everything we do.
All right. Okay, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right, we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads is what we have here. John just woofed one down for the program. How we do it, for those of you out there that should be in here, we're going to tell you how it's done. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Hey, Alex, have you heard that Substation 2 now has gift cards?
Yeah, I just heard about that, and I'm on my way to get one now. They're perfect for holidays, birthdays, and graduations, and they're reloadable, reusable, and available in any amount you want.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
Dr. Carrie Watson, the trauma medical director at Piedmont Medical Center, says she's very proud of what's being accomplished at Piedmont.
We are able to do robotic surgery. We are a robotic center of excellence, and that's robotic surgery for general surgery like gallbladders, hernias, colon. We also have robotic urology, so that's things like kidney removals and things with your bladder. We also have robotic neurosurgery that we're doing, and that's pretty amazing. Not a lot of places have that.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Shop for the holidays smarter this year with Founders Federal Credit Union. Now through December 31st, take advantage of 7.9% APR on select purchases made with your Founders credit card. Spread more holiday cheer this year without breaking your budget. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc for more information. Terms and conditions apply. To obtain additional cost information, please contact us at 1-800-845-1614. On July 1st, 2025, the promotional APR will revert to the effective APR as previously disclosed. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc for a list of qualifying purchases.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
If you need catering, Substation 2 has a number of options. Right, Charlie?
At Substation 2, we have giant party subs, we have sliced deli meat trays, we have sandwich trays. We basically have everything you need for the party except the people, and we can supply them too.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. John Warden is with us today from Champion Services. You've been around, how long has Champion Services been around?
Well, 40 plus years. I'm trying to not show all of my age.
You realize it's Straight Talk on October 1st celebrated its 40th anniversary. 5 days a week, 52 weeks a year for 40 years we've been doing this show.
That's a lot of subs,
man. That's a lot of subs. That's why I love so big. Yeah. Okay, so Champion Services basically does everything under the sun when it comes to homes. I mean, you can build a home from scratch. You can remodel them. You do commercials. I mean, you just finished doing our offices. Boy, that was a job, but you did a nice job on it. So I'm curious, with the economy being what it is, with the interest rates have been high, house prices have gone crazy, are you seeing a lot more people take on the remodeling concept in terms of where they're staying?
Absolutely. Higher interest rates usually mean that what they intend to do is stay where they are. They're going to be more interested in retroing, you know, turning the extra bedroom into an office, to some kind of room that's going to be a place where they do theater. I mean, there's so many things that you can do that I'm watching people do. And a lot of things we're seeing coming out of the ground too now, and a lot of people are asking for, is really technical rooms. You know, a lot of at-home kids now being taught at home. A lot of things that they're needing for rewiring and those sort of things. Soundproofing in rooms. A lot of people are staying where they are. And again, one thing we're really dealing with, too, the economy is a big thing, but it doesn't really have slowed down the growth in the Rock Hill area.
Oh, hell no.
Yes, sir. The York County area and all this other stuff is exploding, and it's as far out as we drive out, as far as we can go in every direction, even into North Carolina. But what we're finding is there's such a melting pot, and a lot of those people are coming from north, south, east, and west. So when they come into these areas, they come in with ideals and different ideas and different price points of what they're used to. I won't get into the housing market. That's an interview for another day. But it does affect, people are coming in with a little more money from areas that weren't, their housing wasn't as costly. So when they come in, a lot of those have a lot of money. They want to do additions. They want to add on, and they want to do some things. And, I think right now there's a lot of savings going on. It's been for a lot of years. A lot of people put a lot of money away. The economy's been tough simply because of housing industry, is simply because of the interest rates. Well, you know, there's a lot of excitement right now. We'll get into elections, but we'll get into things that could be happening in terms of that. People are going to fix their houses up to sell them like they are and go build new. Well, that's just going to be that much more. Now, we can do new construction. You mentioned, can we build houses? Absolutely. We're general contractors. We can do anything you want. But it's you have to compare the difference between those two things. And in getting ready for that, we're looking for, we're remodeling our place up on Anderson Road, building next door. There's a great big remodel going on to a new proactive showroom that's going to come in, and you can sit down and design your own everything from metal buildings, barn dominiums. We do everything from storage facilities, then full replacement remodeling on homes, existing homes. So we're getting ready for the new activity, for the new, what we anticipate to be the new growth. We're not going anywhere with help of the good Lord. We're going to be here to service and to sell and to enhance and give people what they want. And that's the key. When people find what they want, generally they're prepared to pay for it.
So you've got quite a complex up there on 21 Bypass.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I don't... that looks like almost a mile of road frontage. It's quite a bit. And so you're kind of redoing all of that? Is that what you're telling me you're doing?
Yes, we're in process. There will be new displays coming out for a unique style of metal building, concrete. We do everything from soup to nuts, again, foundational from the ground up. So we found there's a lot of people we have metal buildings coming in that looks like cedar siding. I mean, there's so much, the modification, stacked stone on metal. That all of that is going to be a new entity that's coming in for extra garages, extra storage. We're quoting them left and right now, and we're in the beginning process of that. But, yes, there's a lot of remodeling, a lot of fencing is going up right now in certain areas, and the plans have been drawn. We're going to submit them for the city for approval. Pray for us. But when it comes to that, and I love my guys at the city, I do, but it's fun. But when it comes to those, you know, our goal is to be able to service the community better and have a one-stop shop. You can come in, you can find what you need, and we can develop it. And if you can dream of it, and we're not afraid of the internet, we're not afraid of Etsy and all those fun things that come up with all these wild ideas, we can pretty much accommodate that.
So now when you walk into Champion Services and you do all this remodeling, it's going to look fancy, fancy, fancy. I just want to know one thing. Is the piano still going to be there?
Listen, as long as I can tickle the keys, the piano will be there. Yeah, I promise you. If you want a mini concert, come on by.
So you, is that what you do to relax? I mean, do you play a little music?
Well, right about the time that, you know, the notes in your head get a little too out of whack, you go sit down and pull a bench out, pop the lid on the keys and play a little bit to rechange the atmosphere a little bit. It's just something I love to do, something I've done for years. And it's just something we don't want to be like everybody else. And people say,
Whoa, let me tell you, you will not have to worry one bit about him being like anybody else you've ever met in your life. I'll guarantee you that.
Well, I'll assume that's a compliment. Now, his wife may say other way, but we won't go other way. But I love that woman. So all that anybody puts up with Manning is in her corner.
Watch it now. Watch it. So when do you think all this is going to be done? I mean, you got all these roofs to be done and all this gutters and all this other stuff that's going to take you another year to get all that done. How do you have time to do what's the remodeling?
The answer is it will be done. Slowly but surely, the beginning process, and most of it's in the paperwork. We're in the process, and we got the drawing done. So we now know that. We submit that, and then from there, maybe some weekend work. So any volunteers needed to demo, and if you like to demo things and tear things apart, give us a call.
So it looks like 2025. Sometime, maybe.
Probably fall.
Probably fall of 2025.
Yes.
Well, John, it's interesting. I'm particularly interested in the scope of all of this hail damage. I mean, it's just amazing that this storm that Uncle Sam said did not qualify us to be considered a disaster area. In fact, to me, sounds like it was a disaster area. They didn't look hard enough.
It's a disaster all the way around, and you think it's a coup for even not just Champion, but other local or other contractors. It's really not, because you basically cover 65% of the area for roof replacement that really weren't in the need for roof replacement for years on end. So it just boxed all that in within a 3-year, and instead of spreading it out over a period of years. So it creates it's a stigma. At the end of the story, you're in a situation where there's not going to be, you're going to be have a lot of retro and catch up and repairs after the part from other applications, but it's not, we're not happy about it.
I got you. All right, John Warden, thank you very much for being with us. This is your 7-month update. We'll get you back here in another 6 or 7 months and see how it's going. John Warden with Champion Services, our guest this afternoon on our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Graves Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGraves.com. Don't forget, we've got a high school football championship tomorrow. Yes, sir, right here on the OTS Sports Network. I believe the coverage is going to get started around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, game time around 6, and it's going to be quite a game. Come on, Trojans. We want you to bring that title back home. All right, right now we're here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Charlie loves high school football. We know that for sure. We love his subs and salads because they're done fresh right before your eyes. How we do it in the white letters at the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. Slice, slice, slice.
Garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We will see you on the radio come Monday. Bye.